broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
My humble appreciation goes out first to the Democratic voters of Arkansas.
Now, on a few occasions, I have misspoken about my service, and I regret that.
The surge is not working.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to bring on Larry Grover this hour to get a little more into this, I guess in this instance, it's the Mark Sauder story. He is a United States congressman who resigned from Congress on Tuesday after revelations he had an affair with a part-time staff member. Mr. Sauder is married. He has three grown children. And to quote AOL News, he is a well-known Christian conservative. We want to listen to Mr. Sauder speaking here, and then we'll get Larry Grover on the line for his take on this. Here's Representative Mark Sauder. And this is Congressman Sauder talking about why he's resigning and just, you know, what the story is.
To serve has been a blessing and a responsibility given from God. I wish I could have been a better example. I sinned against God, my wife, and my family by having a mutual relationship with a part-time member of my staff. In the poisonous environment of Washington, D.C., any personal failing is seized upon, twisted for political gain. I'm resigning rather than put my family through a painful, drawn-out process of which any legal question would have been clearly resolved and I would have been exonerated. But the political price to pay and the personal price of my family was not worth it.
Sauder explains why, as if he explained anything there, which he didn't. Wow. Anyway, Sauder explains why his family isn't standing by his side. He explains why his family isn't standing by his side during his press conference.
Diane and my family were more than willing to stand here with me. We are a committed family. But the error is mine. And I should bear the responsibility. And quite frankly, I'm sick of politicians who drag their spouses up in front of the cameras rather than confronting the problem that they caused.
All right. Larry Grover joins us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Larry is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. Larry, this is a man who is a so-called well-known Christian conservative. He's from Indiana. Tell me about it. You are a conservative. How do you feel about this?
Feel about it, Bill, the same way I felt the same way that I felt after that health care plan was passed by Obama. You get these feelings of hopelessness when you hear a fellow Christian conservative, and I am a Christian conservative, although I don't trot the Christian part out quite as much as a lot of people. I call myself a religious man, but the area that I was most uncomfortable with was listening to him. His voice breaking and the sniveling, I guess, is what I couldn't stand any longer, and I had to turn down, I just turned the entire phone down.
What do you turn the phone down?
Well, I didn't want to hear it, so I pulled the phone away from my ear.
Oh, okay. So you could hear the audio over the phone?
Yeah, and I listened to him stand there and. And he is, his voice is breaking, as if he has suffered a death in the family. There's many, but no one's died. The only thing that has died, it could be argued that the only thing that is going to die or has died is any aspiration this man has for any further political service. So I'm disappointed, greatly disappointed, and I am almost sickened. By his display.
Well, tell me what you think of his statement, in the poisonous atmosphere of Washington, things are twisted, and also what he said about not having committed a crime.
I don't know what he's saying, Phil. It's getting increasingly difficult to have to explain my fellow conservatives to the press. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. I was not unfaithful to my wife, even though I lost my wife and four children 9 years ago, because I was working very hard on getting Bill Clinton out of office. That's what. If I was unfaithful to Marcy, it was because I was unfaithful. I was spending more time with Bill Clinton, and that's the irony of it. Today, I live with mother in a home in Culver City, California. I don't even have my own bedroom. I sleep on a cot on a service porch. And here's a man that stands there, claims to be a soldier of Christ, and is sputtering and sniveling. And I got to tell you, it's instances like these where I feel the need to pull myself and people like me together. I wanted to fly to Washington or wherever this man was, and I wanted to slap him across his face. And I think, if anything, that's the best thing for Mark Sauter.
Slap him in his face, huh?
Yeah, for me to go to Washington and slap that sniveling, whining, excuse me for saying this, woman right across the face.
All right, so I guess it's safe to say that you're disappointed in him.
It's safe to say.
All right, well, hold on. Let me ask you this, because I know in the past you have been perhaps a bit more typical, Larry, in your statements. And by that I mean you came to the defense of Larry Craig, you came to the defense of Senator Vitter, but now you're being
a little more tough love.
Well, I don't know if that's what you call tough love, but let me ask you, why is it you are using terms like this guy's a sniveler? You're not as compassionate.
Oh, no, I think I'm being compassionate, but, you know, the definition of compassion, Phil, is giving somebody what they need, not necessarily what they want. And I think what Mark Sauter needs more than anything is a slap across the face. I'm not saying anything worse than that. I don't think you can sit down and talk to him any more than you could sit down and talk to Larry Craig. I think what many of these men need, both Republican and Democrat, but I'm speaking for my own party, because I'm bitterly disappointed. And I had a guy here, and you know him because he's been a member of conservatives of Kern County for the longest time, Sam Gatlin. And Sam was trying to make excuses, and I said to him, Sam, I'd like you to just stop, because I am so angry, and I so want to physically assault this guy that I may wind up assaulting you.
What was he saying?
He was making excuses for this Sauter. He was saying the same things that Sauter was saying in a press conference. Oh, well, the poison atmosphere of Washington. I said, if you keep talking like that, I'm going to ball up my fist, and so help me God, I'm going to push those front teeth of yours right into yours. That's how angry I was.
Well, okay, so you're angry because these guys call themselves Christians and they go out and have an affair?
Yeah, they go out and they sleep with a staffer, or they go out and have sex with another man or in a homosexual capacity, and they don't think about anybody other than themselves and how they're going to extricate themselves from the situation. This guy, Sauter, is about as Christian as Osama bin Laden, as far as I'm concerned. He got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He's crying like a girl. He says he doesn't like these politicians to trap their wives. He's making every excuse in the book. What he needs is for somebody to backhand him and then slap him. What I mean is, you take your hand, you know what a backhand is.
Yeah, I know what a backhand is. Are you being literal?
And in what sense?
Do you mean he really needs to be slapped?
I'm saying to you, if I were in front of him right now and I listened to him start to sputter and snot coming from his nose, I would backhand him, and then I'd come back around with the front of my hand. You see what I'm saying? So in other words, it would be backhand and then slap. Backhand, slap.
Literally.
Yes, literally. I believe he needs that. I believe he needs that now more than anything else. He needs it more than Christian love. He needs it more than Christian charity. He needs it more than going to church. He needs it more than his wife. He needs it more than his children. What Mark Sauter needs right now is a slap and then a backhand. If I misspoke. A backhand?
No, I know what you mean. A backhand and then a slap. You really think he needs to be slapped across the face? All right, Larry Grover joining us here with the story of Mark Sauter, a so-called Christian conservative congressman who has resigned from Congress after revelations that he had an affair with a part-time staff member. Mr. Sauter is married. He has three grown children. And he said he has sinned against God. He sinned against his wife and his family by having a mutual relationship with a part-time member of my staff. What do you think that means?
Oh, it's a lot of a mutual relationship. What that means is that the woman that he was, the woman that he was forcing into a garment closet at lunchtime, she liked it, according to him. I'd slap his face. I'd slap the taste right out of his face.
Wow, man. Larry Grover with his 877-876 Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
What were you saying, Larry?
Well, you're looking at a high jump competition from. I'm looking at a high jump competition on television. If you saw it or not.
I don't know what channel you're on.
Well, the outfits that these women wear in track and field now are very skimpy. And you can look at a woman, a high jump woman I just saw from Spain, is wearing a high jump uniform where it's a blue, it's almost like a blue panty. It's that she's wearing and nothing else. So you ask me, well, what kind of a world are we living in where a Christian conservative congressman would decide that a sexual activity with a woman that's not his wife is something that he'd like to risk because he has no control over his nature? We're in trouble. And I would suggest to you, Phil, that the woman involved in this affair has been given a little bit of a pass, and I hate seeing that. I see so many of these men who are fed to the lions, and the woman is turned into a heroine of some kind. Look at this man, Woods. The women were, you're supposed to feel sorry for a woman that is paid to engage in, forgive me, in anal sex. And she is a hero to young ladies everywhere because she was able to be purchased by Tiger Woods for anal purposes.
And no, you don't know that. You don't know. Look, I don't want to get into Tiger Woods anymore, Larry. Okay?
You understand what I'm saying.
Well, your point is that the women somehow... All right, you said it. The women get away unscathed.
That's correct.
All right. You know, I don't know anything about this lady that that this Mr. Sauter was involved in other than to say that she was a female staff member. What do you know about her?
I don't know anything about her. I will tell you that she, in order to get a Christian conservative to break his vows of matrimony, she must be a woman of considerable charm. And I'm not a hypocrite. I know what the word charm means. When we say that a woman is of considerable charm, in our society, I don't know of any other society, but in our society, when a woman is of considerable charm, it means she has an oversized chest.
And she has an over... What?
She has a big... She's got a large... a big... You know, I had a hard time saying it because I'm a Christian, as you know, but beyond that, I told myself that I would not use certain words any longer, and to train myself not to do that, I engaged in some aversion therapy here.
What you engaged? I don't know what you said. Are you trying to say breast?
I'm trying to say that. Yeah.
You can't say that word?
No, I cannot.
Why can you not say that?
I as a Christian, scarred myself. I engaged in some aversion therapy, so I would not say those words.
Did you inflict pain on yourself so as not to say certain words?
That is correct, yes, sir.
So, all right, Larry, that sounds almost Catholic, you know, but nonetheless...
Why do you say that?
I don't know. There's something about self, flagellation, beating oneself. Did you do that?
No. I have scar tissue.
Well, so you didn't beat yourself?
No. I did something bad to myself, so I wouldn't be able to watch. I can't say boo, bah. I can't say the word.
The word breast.
Well, that word, I don't want to say. I could say that word, but the word that's more descriptive, when we say that a woman is of considerable charm, we are saying that she's got big butt. Big butt. Well, I can't do it.
All right. Okay, so you can't say that word. All right, but so whatever, man.
Yeah, that's not important. The point is that she should have her head shaved. And why do I say that? That was the traditional way of shaving a woman who led a man of fundamental Christian principle astray from his wife. The head would be shaved for 40 days, and she'd be left to wander in a wilderness. Now, we don't do that anymore because there. You know, we just don't do it, but we could shave her head. But I don't think that's going to happen either. I think what's going to happen is because she's a woman of, quote, considerable charm, which means she has the big brave bad brave. God, I wish I could say it.
And, well, why would you want to say it, Larry, if you engaged in some kind of aversion therapy? You say you scarred yourself.
That's correct.
So that you wouldn't, why would you want to say it now?
Because I feel that it would be descriptive. People would understand.
People know what you mean. A woman of considerable charms means she has big breasts.
Well, you spit the word out, and I want people to appreciate that I can't say it.
All right, people appreciate that.
How do you know?
Because I take my word for it. They appreciate that you are a man of such high principle, you don't want to be able to say certain words, and so you somehow put yourself through...
here he goes. Now he's laughing.
Well, of course I'm laughing.
And what do you find funny about a man that is committed to principle?
Larry, there's nothing funny about a man committed to principle. There's nothing funny about it. It's an admirable thing, okay? But for you to put yourself through some kind of an aversion therapy, you say you did something, quote, bad to yourself, so that you wouldn't say the word breast.
No, no, Brad, that was not the word. Although that word is, I don't want to say that, so I voluntarily don't say it. No, the word that I did something bad to myself so I wouldn't say is that one word. It's free. See, I can't do it. I can't do it.
What did you do to yourself?
What
did you do to yourself?
It involved nothing serious, but there was a. It was a. It involves cast iron and a padlock. Now you can think what you want.
Well, what are you talking about?
You want me to spell it out?
Yes. What did you do?
I put a cage on it.
Permanently?
Well, there's no need for me to. As I live my life today, I have no use for it at all. And as you know, I've been on your program many times, and I told you that I'd had a date, and I am a clean man. I believe in good, crisp, clean Christian love. I had been involved with a couple of women, and I was respectful of them. I did not put my hands on any area. We had relations, but at no time was I putting my hand any place other than, like on the top of my head or something.
While you're having sex.
You know what? Go straight to hell.
That guy's out of his mind and everything. What's he talking about?
What? I don't know, man. He just said that he had sex with women, but he was very respectful. He didn't put his hands anywhere than on the top of his own head. I don't know. Larry is he's an unusual guy. He's a good man. He's a good man. He's a committed ideological conservative, and he's a Christian conservative, but he takes it, man, to the nth degree. For a guy to padlock his...
Did he put... He like he put a gate on or something.
Yeah, is it like a chastity belt?
It's like a male chastity belt, yeah. It's like a male chastity belt that he put on himself so he wouldn't say some word having to do with a woman's breast. Anyway, that's Larry Grover. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, Hooters server Cassie Smith says she's on a weight probation. Hooters, as you know, is a place that hires young ladies for their physical charms. And if you, in the eyes of Hooter, or if in the eyes of Hooter, not Hooters, but Hooter is the Bob Hooter who runs Hooters. If you are porcine or in any way puerco-like, they're going to tell you to start, you know, get it together. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night we have a live-streaming video cast of the show at philhenryshow.com. And it is a reality show wrapped around a radio show, but I've taken of late to turning the audio feed down when I'm about to lose my temper so that we don't have a lot of people writing letters to our customer support saying, so I'm not going to, you know, put people through too much of that. You know, I mean, we don't edit anything on the show. That we certainly don't edit the video cast for language. We may not even edit it for visuals. I mean, if a naked woman walked behind me, there'd be more things to think about and dream about than just how good it was doing for the video cast. If a person did, don't do that, man. Okay,
right, that's funny.
Turn that off. What's that supposed to be?
That's like a trained nude.
A trained nude?
Yeah, man. He thought that's a sea lion, man. No, it's a seal.
It's a sea lion. Anyway, so you know how it is. 877-876-PHIL. So go to our website, look at our live streaming video, hear our audio, hear the audio download, and you'll be a much wiser and happier person, I guarantee, baby. All right. Hooters server Cassie Smith says she's on a weight probation. Mm-hmm. Well, who's Cassie Smith? Why should we care? Well, she serves food and drinks at Hooters in Roseville, Michigan. She works at one of the chain's local restaurants. She says she's been put on weight probation for not being fit enough. Now, Cassie is 132 pounds and 5'8" tall. So that get you know that's, that doesn't bother me at all. But you know how a lot of guys are.
Yeah, like women look like boys.
Pretty much. Most guys, I don't say most, but a lot of guys, they cannot be seen with a woman unless she looks like a young boy. Whatever that's about. So, Cassie, who's almost 5'8" tall and weighs 132 pounds, claims she sat there while she was told that if she wanted to keep her job, she needed to drop some weight. Yeah, so? The conversation left this 20-year-old devastated. I was horrified. I was completely heartbroken. I was so humiliated. Cassie Smith said, did you think that they hired fat women at Hooters? Well, I'm not a fat. I know you probably don't think you're fat. I don't think you're fat, but they think you're fat at Hooters. Don't you realize that they have the last word on that? Don't you understand what Hooters is? It's a place where guys go to look at chicks in T-shirts with the little orange shorts and the, you know, and they get hot wings. You can't go in there and be a server if you don't pass muster with Mr. Hooter. And you think that you're going to go there and tell them how they're going to run their business? They want a chick that's as skinny and slender and anorexic and Ethiopian-like as they can find.
Well, yeah, but I mean, how skinny is she going to have to be?
It doesn't matter, bud. Look, it's like Disneyland, man. Disneyland says that you gotta, whatever it is, you gotta look a certain way, grow a mustache, or don't grow a mustache, or, you know, because they call you a cast member, see?
What's that mean?
Like, Disneyland treats it like it's a big movie, or a big play.
Yeah.
So that when you go to Disneyland, the people that work there are cast members.
You talking about, like, the guy in a monkey outfit or something, right?
No, actually, everybody.
Well, I mean, what? Like, Aunt Jemima?
What do you mean, Aunt Jemima?
What about the Aunt Jemima Flapjack House?
They ain't got the Aunt Jemima Flapjack House. You guys trying to lead me down some racial road, it ain't going to work.
Yeah, well, you're saying Aunt Jemima like a monkey suit. I didn't say that.
No, and forget about Aunt Jemima. The fact is, it's a cast, it's a play, it's a presentation. The people go there to expect a certain thing. If Cassie Smith is 5'8", 132 pounds, sounds fine to me. In fact, she sounds like just a little slice of heaven, as far as I'm concerned.
Boy, you really like to have you like to see him pack it on, huh? But you like to see him eat.
Yeah, I like women that eat. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do too, man. If you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
What?
No, I like to see a woman eat. And no, I don't know what you mean, Robert. And Bud, you suck. Now, the CEO of Hooters, Kobe Brooks, was on Undercover Boss a couple of months ago, and there were scenes of him being concerned over how the restaurant is perceived as sexist or misogynist. Understood. However, to tell a cast member or a member of your staff, listen, baby, I can't have this any longer. Do you understand? I can't have it. All right, you're walking around here with that big fat rear end. Let's get it together. Don't you remember Ace Rothstein in Casino when he said, Mr. Rothstein, don't give me Mr. Rothstein, okay? These girls are nervous. They eat too much. Remember, he said got to lose the weight. All right, now, Cassie Smith talks to Fox TV Channel 2 in Detroit about the phone conference that she had about her weight, I guess with Mr. Brooks or Kobe Hooter or whatever his name is.
These women proceeded to explain to me that I had 30 days.
You're a tub.
And they would give me a free gym membership. And if I didn't improve within those 30 days, I would be separated from the company.
What's wrong with that?
And if I improved a little bit, I would get 30 more days. And if I improved completely, they'd leave me alone. Yeah. I don't want other girls to have to go through this. I don't want anyone to have to go through this. If I could take anything back, it would be that. If I could have gone back and not worked there for 2 years to take back that feeling, I would do it.
And then they called her
Thundercrack.
All right, now here is a Fox TV Detroit reporter confronting Cassie's bosses. Oh, are you kidding me? Look, I don't know what fat is in the world anymore, and I don't want to guess. But as far as Hooters is concerned, Cassie Smith is walking lard, all right? And they want it out of there. They will not have it. They will not have it. Anyway, here is Fox TV talking to someone named
Thundercrack
about this situation.
But I want to talk to you about Cassie Smith.
About who?
Cassie Smith, one of your employees.
Hey, I don't know her.
That you said that was too big. She's too fat and need to lose some weight. Okay, that'd be great.
After 5 minutes of waiting inside the Roseville Hooters, General Manager Rob Rice returns, this time with the regional manager. Hi.
That's something we can talk about. It's, if you have any questions, we can direct it to our corporate office.
Right. You're the one that had the discussion with her, though.
Unfortunately, we didn't have any comment. We can refer you to our corporate office.
Can't you just tell us why you told her she was too big at 132?
I don't know what you're talking about.
She is too big. She is too big at 132. FYI, Michigan is one of the states that has, as weight, a classification for discrimination. Being fat and discriminated against is grounds for a lawsuit. But what is fat when you're talking about Hooters? Now, understand, folks, I'm not a run-of-the-mill sexist slob. I understand the feelings of women. I would question, though, if you go to work for Hooters, what exactly are you expecting? I got to ask you. Now, listen to this girl as she speaks. At one point, it turns into Swahili or something. Listen.
These women proceeded to explain to me that I had 30 days.
Right.
And they would give me a free gym membership. And if I didn't improve within those 30 days, I would be separated from the company. And if I improved a little bit, I would get 30 more days. And if I improved completely, they'd leave me alone. I don't want other girls to have to go through this. I don't want anyone to have to go through
this. Okay, right there. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't have to. See, it.
Well, what do you think? It's fat?
It could be the fat in her lips.
Right, her lips are too fat. So, I don't know. But listen to this.
I want to talk to you about
these women. Proceeded to explain to me that.
Well, this woman here, you know, she sounds like she's got some fat in her throat.
But I want to talk to you about Cassie Smith.
Do you hear that? Well, yeah. Am I talking about? You see what I'm saying?
No.
Anyway, here is, listen.
These women proceeded to explain to me that I had 30 days, and they would give me a free gym membership, and if I didn't improve within those 30 days, I would be separated from the company.
Right.
And if I improved a little bit, I would get 30 more days, and if I improved completely, they'd leave me alone. I don't want other girls to have to go through this. I don't want anyone to.
See that? I don't want to. Am I right?
You are correct, sir.
All right, so. So that's when Mr.
Thundercrack
came in and fired her ass, because she's a tub, man. You can't be talking like you can tell the lips are going.
What do you think's wrong?
She's nervous. She's on camera, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, you make a very good point, Phil. Like, you know, the thing that you did do?
What?
Yeah, but he said you make a good point.
I know I'm making a good point. I'm the... is that nobody should be discriminated against based upon their looks, based upon their weight, in a in an indiscriminate fashion. But can I ask you this? If you have a nightclub that features female dancers and a male clientele, and you know what I'm talking about, are you supposed to hire Gargantua, queen of the
Thundercrack?
Are you supposed to do that?
No, man.
Okay. So you have to have a certain physical requirement. And my only point is, if it's Hooters, then it's got to be Hot Wings. You know what I mean? All right. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Listen, hey, Jace, would you throw up on the screen who we were? We did not get to our affiliate spotlight tonight, man, if you wouldn't mind, because I'd like to, I just like to lay it on the people. Every night we do an affiliate spotlight. Tonight we had technical difficulties at the top of the hour. We did go on the air this week in Toronto, Toronto, Canada, on News Talk 1010. And we got a couple of other affiliates that we want to just say thank you to, because they are the whole reason why we get out of bed in the morning, the whole reason why we pull our act together, get on down to the studio, and do the things that we do. And a lot of the stuff we do, I've committed some unthinkable acts of depravity just so we can do our show each and every night. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just...
Yeah, well, you're looking in line of fire.
Yeah. Chicago WKRS in Klamath Falls. In Oregon, KFLS, our affiliate spotlight tonight. Finally, authorities in Pakistan blocked access to Facebook in response to popular outrage over a page on the social networking site that encourages users to post sketches of the Islamic prophet. The page, titled Everybody Draw Muhammad Day, calls on Facebook users to upload drawings of Islam's most holy of holy men on Thursday to protest Islamic extremist threats and violence against past prayer. Boo. You know what I mean? Most recently, for example, arsonists attacked the home of Swedish artist Lars Vilks, who drew a picture of Muhammad's head on a dog's body, which I thought was very funny. So far, more than 200, and by the way, I understand we got all kinds of complaints and probably some nasty mail as well when I, during a video cast, during our uncensored portion of the video cast, I was so incensed about something, I was pretty clear what I thought of Islamic extremists, and I think I even started mocking Muhammad the prophet, right? I don't know what to tell any of these people other than if this is war, in other words, if you believe in violence and you believe in violently attacking based upon your asinine beliefs, then the violence will be revisited on you. You understand that's how the game's played, right? See, if you attack violently people who you don't agree with, then it's only a matter of time before the chickens are going to come home to roost and the violence comes back on you. Understand? Now, you can yak all you want about how the Western infidel has been attacking Muslims for years. That's a lie, by the way, a bald-faced lie. But you can go ahead. I mean, if you're talking about the encroachment of the European powers on the Caliphate of Turkey of the Ottoman Empire, well, yeah, it was called World War I. Sorry, you lost. You cats are always backing the wrong horse anyway, man. You were hanging with the Russians. That was a bad bet. You're hanging with the Ottomans. That was a bad bet. Every time you guys do something, you're always hanging with the... Why don't you come on over to come up to the cool, refreshing taste of cool cigarettes, baby? You know, hook up with America for a change. God! Ask around, man. We're all right. We got Muslims here. Everything's beautiful. Ask around. Ask the people that know us. We're good people. But you keep choosing the wrong side. You keep hanging with all these jackasses. And then you go, what are you going to do the thing with Muhammad? You're going to watch? Okay, fine. All right, so you're going to go kill some more movie makers? You're going to kill another movie director, huh? You're going to go kill some more people? Kill an author? Another fatwa here and a fatwa there? Here a fatwa, there a fatwa, everywhere a fat girl? Well, you do whatever you need to do, but you realize that this does, you know, the road goes both ways. And if you haven't learned anything by now, and I'm sure you haven't, one thing that we do in the West is eventually we do have a breaking point, and then come big rockets and missiles and bombs. And you know how the game's played. You know why we have all the rockets and missiles and bombs? Because we have spent a great many years in this country developing rockets and missiles and bombs for just such occasions as jackasses like you. You know, I got done watching that Pacific series on HBO, which is outstanding. And one of the scenes puts it perfectly into perspective. Not just World War II, America. And one of the great things about the Pacific is a true story. It's very, very accurate. And its attention to detail, even down to the kinds of uniforms used by the different Japanese soldiers, there's no arguing with it. None whatsoever. When the U.S. Marines were on Okinawa, the Japanese soldiers used as human shields Japanese civilians. In one scene, based upon an actual occurrence, the Marines are faced with a woman holding a baby. She wants them to take her baby. Why? Because she knows she's about to die. She opens the front of her coat to expose a string of dynamite that has been wrapped around her by the Japanese. The woman explodes before your very eyes, and next thing you know, coming down the hill are these Japanese soldiers with guns to the backs of civilians. They're trying to make their way out of this enclosure past these Marines by using these civilians as human shields. Now, this is a perfect example of the difference between our country and any despotic dictatorship through history. You say war is bad? No, it isn't. No, war isn't bad at all. Not when we're involved in one. Because if we're involved in one, if America's involved in one, that means there's a possibility the good guys are going to win. Now, I know there's a lot of people laughing at me right now. I don't care. I mean, they can laugh because they have the luxury of laughing because they got nothing else to do. They've been sitting on their fat asses for so long. They have the luxury of just, well, you know, I think there are ways of nitpicking your point of view, Mr. Henry. Nothing is more clearly illustrated than that horrible scene. And that was what that war was about. But more importantly, that's what I see the difference between our country and other countries, the countries that we have gone to war with. That's the difference between us. So are all armies equal? No. Is all war bad? No. Are governments equal? No. No, they're not. Some do not have the right to exist. Some armies should be disbanded. Some armies should be disbanded and their leaders put on trial as criminals. Fortunately, in America, ours is not the case here. And you're looking at American soldiers just as they had to do in Somalia. Who do we shoot? Because they're trained not to kill innocent civilians. And these are United States Marines. Their code is, we protect the innocent. And so these young men are having to somehow shoot the bad guy. And finally, the scene is so utterly devastating and confusing, they can't help but kill some of the civilians that are being pushed in front of these Japanese soldiers. Some of these women are being dragged by their hair. So, and this happened. This was an actual thing. This was an actual piece of history that happened. And again, it's you got to watch it. Anytime anybody says to you, well, you know, all wars are bad. You know, all armies are bad. And no, they're not. Not at all. All armies are equally bad. All war is equally. No, bull crap. War is bad. How the hell do you think we got to where we are today? How do you think the human race evolved to the point? And by the way, if you think we're in such bad shape, we aren't. As long as America's around, we can't be in that much of a bind. And anybody saying to me right now, you know, oh, Henry, you are such a homer and such a conservative and such a flag waver. That's because you have the luxury of saying that. That's because you're sitting there with your thumb in your ass. And the luxury of chit-chatting, you know, and expelling a whole lot of hot air and a few farts, because life's good, man. Life's sweet. All right, 877-87, maybe even your farts are. 877, what are you doing, bud?
I'm just trying.
Will you get out of there? What's he doing?
Trying to smell his own fart.
Out of here. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
world famous Bill Henry Show.
Wow, he's so hot.
Here is a list of the TV shows that have been canceled as we head to the end of the program here this evening. Just thought you'd like to know that on ABC, a list of TV shows canceled for next season. Better Off Ted, The Deep End, Defying Gravity, Eastwick, Flash Forward, The Forgotten, The Good Family, Hank, Lost, Romantically Challenged, Scrubs, Surviving Suburbia, and Ugly Betty. All right, anyway, CBS, Accidentally on Purpose, As the World Turns. Wait a minute, man, that's a daytime show.
Yeah, these are the ones that are gutted and canceled.
I know, but it's a daytime. Anyway, Cold Case, Gary Unmarried, Guiding Light, The New Adventures of Old Christine, Numbers, and Three Rivers on the CW, The Beautiful Life, TBL. Oh, get out of here. See, a lot of these shows you shouldn't mention because they weren't even on at night. 24 and Brothers on Fox, Dollhouse, Our Little Genius, Past Life, Sit Down, Shut Up, Sons of Tucson, Until Death. And on NBC, Heroes, Law and Order, The Listener, Mercy, The Philanthropist, Southland, and Trauma. Phil Henry Show, produced by Jason Rance, technical director Ralph Rodriguez. Until tomorrow night, later on, PhilHenryShow.com for all your comedy needs.
Phil Henry.